remember that night I juiced my regrets that night for the rest of my days. I remember those soldier boys tripping over themselves doing our praise. I remember that dream like candlelight, like a dream which you can't quite face. But Alexander, I'll never forget the first time I saw your face. I have never been the same. Intelligent eyes and a hunger pang frame. And when you said hi, I forgot my dang name. Set my heart aflame, every part of flame. This is not a game. So this is what it feels like to match with with someone on your level. What the hell is the catch? It's the feeling of freedom and seeing the light. It's Ben Franklin and the key in the kite. You see it, right? The conversation lasted 2 minutes, maybe 3 minutes. Everything we said in total agreement. It's a dream and it's a bit of a dance. It's a bit of a posture, it's a bit of a stance. He's a bit of a flirt and I'ma give him a chance. I asked about his family, did you see his answer? His hands started fidgeting, he looked askance. He's penniless, he's flying by the seat of his pants. Handsome boy, does he know his peach fuzz? And he can't even grow it. I wanna take him far away from this place. And then I turn to see my sister's face. And she is helpless, and I know she is helpless. And her eyes are just helpless. And I realize three fundamental truths at the exact same time. I'm a girl in a world in which my only job is to marry rich. My father has no son, so I'm the one who has to social climb for one. And I'm the oldest and the wittiest and the gossip. And New York City is insidious and Alexander is penniless. It doesn't mean I want the man any less. He is after me because I'm a scholar sister that elevates his status. I have to be naive to set that aside. Maybe that is why I introduce him to Elias, and now that's his bride. Nice going, Angelica, he was right. He will never be satisfied. I know my sister like I know my own mind. You will never find anyone as trusting or as kind. If I tell her that I love him, she would silently resign. He'd be mine. She would say I'm fine, she'd be lying. But when I fantasize at night, it's Alexander's eyes. As I romanticize what might have been if I hadn't sized him up so quickly. At least my dear Elias is his wife. At least I keep his eyes in my life.
I will never be satisfied.